Well, we will meet each of the Beckes family in a moment. First, in just a second, I'm going to turn it over to Drew, who is going to sing the first song. And then we'll talk with Drew a little bit. Then you'll hear from Zoe. We'll talk a little bit. Then you'll hear from John, and we'll also talk a little bit. Do you need a music stand? Would you like a music stand? We'll get a music stand for you. We'd be happy to do that. Here comes a music stand. That way you'll be able to be more expressive with your hands. That means being expressive. Expressive, what does that mean? It means feelings, showing your feelings. Whoa, feelings. Okay, I'm not the singer for today. But the Beckeses are the singers, and I think we're just getting Drew set up, comfortable and ready to go. He can now see the music. And we're all set. And I've got the musical accompaniment ready to go. Our youth expression showcase continues with Drew Beckes.
Secret chords that David played and pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the battle kingdom bowling, hallelujah! Strong, but you didn't prove. You saw her bathing on the roof. We only in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your phone and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That was really well done. Congratulations, Drew. How old are you?
8.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah. I would like to say hi to all my friends, Grandma, Yaya, Papui, Mom and Dad, and my little brother.
And is your little brother here today?
Yeah, he's the one in the blue shirt.
I thought so, and he's got a hat on. I saw him out there. What do you like about singing?
I started singing about a few years ago. I like the noise. I like the tone.
You like what?
I like the tones.
The the tones of singing. Well, that's very nice. Do you play a musical instrument?
I play my guitar and drum, not much.
Well, you did a great job, and it's fun to sing. You weren't nervous at all, were you?
No.
You didn't seem nervous. Well, next up is Zoe, and Zoe is going to share a song with us in just a moment. We're going to get her all ready to go.
I need a place where I can go, where I can whisper what I know, where I can whisper who I like, and where I go to see them. I need a place where I can hide, where no one sees my life inside, where I can make my plans and write them down so I can read them. A place where I can bid my heart be still and it will mind me. A place where I can go when I am lost, and there I'll find me. I need a place to spend the day, where no one says to go or stay, where I can take my pen and draw the girl I mean to be.
Well, that was very nice, Zoe. How old are you now?
Six.
That was very nice. You're tall for six. Do people tell you that? Well, you are a very tall girl for 6 years old. And how long have you been singing? Did you sing when you were a little girl, like when you were three or four?
Not really three. I started when I was four.
And do you take lessons at Pittsburgh Musical Theater?
Yeah.
What do you like about it there?
I like it because I can dance too.
Very nice. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
I would like to say hello to Miss Molly, my dad, and my grandma.
And who's Miss Molly?
She is my singing teacher.
Very. And piano.
And what about your brother? Is he out there too?
Yeah.
Your little brother. What's his name again?
River.
Hi, River. And last but not least, we have John. And John, tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in now?
I'm currently a senior in high school.
And do you have plans for college or post-high school study?
Yeah, hopefully I can get my associate's degree when I get my high school diploma, and hopefully I can get into Point Park afterwards.
Excellent. Musical theater there?
Yes.
And what will your associate's degree be in?
It's pretty much just to get my academics out of the way, and I'll just go in as a transfer student.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, that's a good idea. A lot of people, it's a good way to save money, too, among other things. Before you sing, I just wanted to ask if you had anybody that you wanted to acknowledge or say hello to.
Obviously, my mom and my dad. Couldn't be here without them. I also want to say hello to all my friends in PMT, current and past, and also my singing teacher, Brady Patsy.
Excellent. Were you out with Pittsburgh Musical Theater at the Summer Readers Extravaganza at the beginning of the year?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I thought I saw you there. PMT does such a great job, and gosh, it's been 25 years now that they've been at it. What song are you going to sing?
I'll be singing Bui Doi from Miss Saigon.
And let me thank you for being here. And here is John Backus.
Like all survivors, I once thought, when I'm home I won't give a damn. But now I know I'm caught, I'll never leave Vietnam. War isn't over when it ends, Some pictures never leave your mind. That of the children, the ones we left behind. They're called Buidoy, the dust of life, conceived in hell and born in strife. They are the living reminder of all the good we failed to do. We can't forget, must not forget, that they are all our children too. They'll, in any place, their secret they can't hide. It's printed on their face. I never thought one day I'd plead for half-breeds from a land that's torn. But then I saw a camp for children whose crime was being born. They're called Buidoy, the dust of life, conceived in hell and born in strife. They are the living reminder of all the good we failed to do. We can't forget, must not forget, that they are all our children too. Someone has to pay for their chance to live. That's how we know, deep in our hearts, that they are all our children.
Thank you to the Beckus family. Mm-hmm.